Joining me in studio now, Theo Horstel from London Drugs. And one of the topics that, when I did this show years ago, I would always, almost every week, we'd be talking about antivirus this, security that. And it's kind of fallen off the radar, but it probably shouldn't have. What's happening in the world of antivirus?
Well, antivirus is not necessarily just antivirus anymore. The terms that you hear associated with antivirus would be PC security, internet security, cloud security. There's lots of different terms for it because I think what's happened is that this category has evolved from a very simple solution to a problem to a myriad of different problems that people experience on the internet specifically. Mm-hmm. So essentially you've got... as I mentioned, lots of different terms. So I think how it's evolved, and even adding different things like PC tune-up to the mix. So all of these elements all come together, and the internet security providers are trying to, I think, reclassify the term antivirus. So the term antivirus may not necessarily be the best way to describe it anymore.
Yeah, so it's all about your overall security. Now, there was a couple of giants in the industry with Symantec and McAfee kind of leading the charge, and then it was really those two and then everybody else. Is the space still the same, or has the field evened out more?
Well, I think there's a lot more options available today. Those publishers, as you mentioned, are still doing very strongly, and they still provide a great service. However, there's different devices out there now. So I think certain people are stronger at different things. So you have Macs, for example. Mac security is now a big topic. Tablet mm-hmm. security. So I think everybody has their forte, and everybody obviously wants to become the solution. But I think competition breeds a good product, and there's lots of good product out there today.
So if somebody's deciding on their security strategy, what are you going to recommend? Should they look holistically and look at one vendor for providing the security for their desktop, their notebook, their phone, and their tablet, or should they be picking a different vendor for each of their devices?
Well, I think there's a lot of familiarity, that's the word I would use. So if you have been using Norton, for example, for many years, most people will stick to that. But I found in my personal experience, trying different solutions from different providers, I think everybody has a different strength and weakness.
Mm-hmm.
They all are excellent products. But as I mentioned, getting into things like Android and iOS, those types of things, certain people do a better job. I'm not going to recommend one over the other.
No, that would be difficult. Yeah. Well, I think the one recommendation that we can make is that when you choose one, stay with it for a period of time, at least for the term of the license, but probably for a couple of years is better than not. And the other thing is make sure you're constantly allowing updates to happen.
Sure.
Because it's only as good as how current it is.
Yeah. And one of the category's evolving as solutions to customers is people are using multiple devices now. So rather than buying a solution, as you mentioned, for one specific device, people own PCs, they own Macs, they own tablets. So one of the new trends is that the companies are providing solutions for all of the devices at the same time. So instead of looking at specifically for a PC or specifically for a Mac, you're now covered for whatever device you have. So folks like McAfee you'd mentioned before, they have a brand new product that it basically says, if you have a PC, a Mac, a tablet, all of those are covered. We're protecting you, the individual user. So it's a new sort of evolution in the way they're looking at the category. Rather than individual devices, it's now protecting the individual.
I haven't installed antivirus on my tablet. Is it something that I'm going to be thinking about soon, do you think? Or any security software on my tablet, per se?
That's a good question. So my personal opinion is that it really depends on what tablet you're using. So mm-hmm. there are lots of different operating systems out there. One in particular, and I'm not going to name which one it is, may be more prone to those types of security lapses than others. And I'll leave it at that. not even that one.
Okay.
But I think some protection is better than no protection. And as they said for many years, Macs were immune to viruses. Not mm-hmm. the case anymore.
No, they're not. Well, in that, I don't think that's so much a case of the actual architecture of the system, which does have something to do with it, because basically the foundations of the Mac are probably going to be a little bit more secure because of the way it was built. But it's the market share. People weren't going to write an attack when Apple was, you know, single-digit single-digit market share. But now that we're seeing 15, 18, 20% of users using Macintosh devices, all of a sudden it's much more appealing to people who are out there causing mayhem.
Yeah, and as mentioned before, it's not necessarily the traditional sense of antivirus anymore.
Yes.
It's browsing security.
It's
clicking on a link within your Facebook that will hijack your information. It's phishing that you're inadvertently entering in your banking information.
Yes.
So this software all provides that. So whether it's a tablet, that type of phishing activity, as I mentioned, that's the same as whether it's on a tablet, a Mac, a PC. So the software is sort of an intermediary barrier to make sure that you're not signing your life away, I guess, as it were.
As more things change, the more they stay the same. There's still dangers out there, and there's still one place people can go to get a lot of the answers, and that's if they stop by at their computer department, London Drugs. Your guys will walk them through what they need to know.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Theo.
Thank you.